It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
I'm not sure it's accurate to describe the beginning of 2021 as an unsettling time. We've had nearly a year to adjust to the myriad ways in which COVID-19 has upended our lives. We've had 4 years to understand the combination of authoritarianism, mendacity, and ineptitude that defined the Trump administration. That means we can't say our settled expectations have been shaken up by the dismal reality of recent weeks. I surely knew it was a lie when President Trump said last May regarding the release of the COVID vaccine, and I quote, "Our military is now being mobilized, so at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly." I also surely should have seen the events of January 6th coming. My sister warned in 2016 of the similarities between Trump's movement and the road to Nazi control in Germany, and she's been right every step of the way. Watching the Capitol last week, my friend Doug messaged me, "Reichstag 1933. Yet even if I should not be surprised by recent events, I still find my mental state to be deeply unsettled. Perhaps the greatest indication of that is my recent impulse to get things settled in my own life. I always assume that if I have a downfall, it will be the result of one of my least admirable traits, procrastination. Faced with difficult choices or unpleasant tasks, I'm generally a master of drift. As I see it, ignore a problem long enough, and it may just go away. But lately, I've been on something of a tear to address outstanding issues and to resolve persistent problems. Perhaps it's COVID. I fear that if I succumb to the illness, I will leave an awful mess to be dealt with. But whatever the reason, I'm working my way through issues I have avoided and finding a certain satisfaction in getting things in order. One such issue that I've let drift for over 6 months now is the fate of my two rams. One of them, a naturally polled, that is hornless, white ram, is Rumi, named after the 13th century Sufi poet who wrote so beautifully on the nature of love. He's here because Troy and Victoria, my nephew and his wife, when they had plans to live here and build the herd, wanted to breed in more white into the wool production of the herd than we'd had up till then. Having visited Rumi's tomb in Konya, Turkey, several times, I felt Troy and Victoria's choice of name for this ram was fitting. Rumi is an avid lover of his ewes, but he has a gentle disposition. In my imagination, he has a certain Rumi-like sensuality. The other ram, larger and black with curved horns, is not here by plan at all. I had been contacted by a farm in Massachusetts which was looking for a ram with a classic caracal look. That means one born with entirely black wool that will, except for face and legs, turn to one or several shades of gray or brownish gray with age. I reserved one such ram lamb for them. They rejected him, however, when it turned out he had a small cap of white wool on his forehead that to them destroyed the pure caracal look. When the next batch of lambs came around, I chose the one I thought was the best candidate for this other farm, a large, entirely black ramling with large testicles, a sign he'll be a good breeder, with a classic caracal Roman nose and excellent posture. Troy named him Nazim, after Nazim Hikmet, a 20th century Turkish poet, novelist, and playwright, probably for symmetry. Unfortunately, by the time Nazim was ready to sell, the other farm had already purchased a ram and didn't need him. Troy lined up another sale, which ultimately fell through. I was stuck with the two rams, something we'd always avoided in order to avoid having fights between them for dominance. The difference between Nazim and Rumi is more than the difference between black and white. Nazim has grown considerably larger, and his disposition is far more aggressive. He will dominate two or three food bowls at once, knocking the other sheep out of the way. Increasingly, when humans enter his territory, he feels compelled to assert his dominance by charging them. I have learned to charge him and dominate him first, but that's a daily challenge, and I must be on watch constantly to fend him off. He's a handsome, noble-looking specimen, and he might father many very fine lambs, but he seems increasingly a force of chaos, if not downright insurrection, on the farm. Although my long-term plan has been to phase out of active farming myself, and the herd was reduced from 70 a year and a half ago to under 30 now, I realized this fall that I'd likely have at least another year before a return to my prior city life was even within the realm of contemplation. I therefore decided to let both rams breed with the ewes, and they did. There are a lot of broad beams milling in the barn these days as the ewes grow pleasingly, plumply pregnant. I expect we'll lamb in February and March, and have lamb for sale again at the end of 2021. Enter my newfound impulse to settle things. Now that the breeding season has been accomplished, there is no need for the rams. Keeping them around would risk them breeding with their own offspring, and in Nazim's case, presents a constant management challenge. I decided to send them off, which meant calling Harry Baldwin, the retired dairy farmer, who takes a truckload of livestock up to auction in the North Country every Tuesday, generally to be sold for slaughter. I called Harry last Saturday and arranged for a Tuesday pickup. And then, Sunday, I got an email from a young woman in Vermont, a caracal shepherd who has bought from us occasionally over the years, looking for a registered ram to use for breeding, and for a couple of ewes. I told her she was quite timely. Had she waited two more days, both rams would have been gone. I sent her pictures. She chose Rumi. He is unaware that the hand of Providence has changed his fate. Gentle Rumi, off to greener pastures. Insurrectionist Nazim, off to the knacker's yard. Pardon me if, in light of recent events, I take a certain grim satisfaction.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.